Welcome to the Coda Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Procodile Gem. Now, this name might seem sort of familiar for you. Basically, it's running off the procfile format. So this may ring another bell. Generally, there's this kind of consensus if you want to run multiple processes on your computer, there's a gem called Foreman, and that allows you to read a file. So you write everything in a file and have multiple processes, and they can run at once. So generally, you'll see this in Heroku applications. So if you're pushing to Heroku, it uses a proc file to run the server and do all its things. But you also use this locally to develop, and in a lot of Ruby applications, you'll see it because generally you'll have your Ruby server, whether it be Puma, Webrick, whatever. Then you'll need some kind of backgrounding software like Sidekick. So you have Sidekick. Now, normally you'd have to run these in multiple commands, but what Foreman allows you to do is put all your commands into this proc file. It will run the proc file and boot up all those commands for you, and you can just run it through the one single command and not have to boot up multiple terminals or whatever you need to do. So it makes it a lot easier. Now, what Procodile does is kind of takes Foreman a step further. Now, Foreman's a great gem. I'm not knocking it. I think it's amazing. I think these are two different gems that do two different things. But basically, what this does is it allows you to run these processes in the background and foreground as well if you want to kind of keep that Foreman behavior, as Foreman will always run these processes in the foreground. So taking from this repo, it says running and deploying Ruby apps to places like Viaduct and Heroku is really easy, but running processes on actual servers is less fun. Procodile aims to take some of the stress out of running your Ruby Rails apps and give you some of the useful process management features you get from the takes of the platform as a service provider. I think there's a typo there. But basically, Procfile, it's a bit more like Foreman, but things are designed to run essentially in the background. But as I said, you can run them in the foreground if you want. And there's a supervisor which keeps an eye on all of your processes and will respawn them if they die. So that's another important aspect. If they die in Foreman, they die. Like the whole thing will just fall over and you'll have to reboot Foreman. But this one will actually respawn them, and that's thanks to the supervisor aspect. So this is one of the differences between Foreman and Procodile. Now, Procodile, you might think, well, this is great. I use Foreman. I use a proc file. You know, I don't really want to have to learn something new, and you don't have to. So Procodile actually works straight out of the box with your existing proc file. So if you want to get the existing Foreman behavior, you just run Procodile start and you give dash dash or tac tac dev, and this will keep it in running in the foreground, and it'll just do everything you need to do, all the respawns, etc. So what if you don't do the tac-tac dev? Well, it runs in the background. So just like you'd see any kind of backgrounding task, it goes to the background, it disappears. So what do? It gives you service commands as stop and restart and status. So status will give you all of your processes that are being supervised, the status of those. Restart will literally restart all those processes, and stop will just stop them all. So it's pretty handy things there. It's really giving you more control and being able to put them in the background like what you'd actually do on a real server. But it takes things even further. Now, I'm not going to go much into this because there's a lot of reading involved, and it's not going to translate very well over voice for the podcast. But basically, you can create a new file called procfile.options, and you basically, it'll just allow you to give a ton more configuration options that you don't get with Foreman. So you can think about how many processes you want, where certain log paths for certain processes go, the term signal that you want to use when you cancel it, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of really interesting things you can use there. It goes even further on top of that. So I really recommend checking that out. Of course, this is very simple to install as well. I forgot to mention that. It's very much like gem install Foreman. This is just gem install Procodile. But that's all I really have for this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts. Have you used this before? Have you heard of it before? Have you used Foreman? I'd really love to know your thoughts on that. If you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. Otherwise, leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Otherwise, you can send a tweet through to @codacatchup or send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. I'd really love to know your thoughts on this. But if you are enjoying this episode, please leave a like and subscribe on YouTube if you're watching it on YouTube, or a rating and review in iTunes if you're listening to elsewhere. That's essentially it. We'll catch you in the next one. Bye.